producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
You can beat up women. You can involve yourself in cocaine. There's been one or two baseball players convicted of manslaughter, and they're still in the game. And, of course, you got all the drug use, steroids, et cetera, cocaine, whatever. You have all the players that went through the 80s and 90s with that Curtis Strong trial in Pittsburgh, circa 1985. And all those guys are in baseball. And baseball's got to deal with DraftKings where they make millions of dollars. But Pete Rose, the door shut to him, but not shut to those who beat up women, who gamble online, and who use drugs, steroids, et cetera. All those people are welcome, but not Pete.
And I agree with Bill Cunningham on that one, 150%. Cunningham commenting on the decision from Major League Baseball not to lift the lifetime ban on Pete Rose participating in the game. Sports Talk at number 10 on the Talk Radio Countdown, including the Pete Rose ruling. Lots of NFL action getting into the hockey season, basketball, lots of conversation. And so that shows up as pretty much usual at number 10 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown, the review of the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen. Here we go with another hour of research, information, news talk topics for the week ending Friday, the 18th of December. We'll be reviewing all of the top 10 talk topics. Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers TV, all kinds of information from the premier publication in the talk radio industry. So they've monitored along with Ken Kessler, my staff, what's been going on, talk radio hosts and shows, programs on these stations for our list this week. And at number 10, Pete Rose, pretty much the main focus.
Number 9.
You could have thought, I think last week number 9 was the Star Wars film, and it occupies that position again this week. Here's Talko's Jay Morris with theater owner Jenny Garoni. They discuss expectations for Star Wars as it debuts this weekend.
Me being the Star Wars geek that I am, yeah, got my tickets, I'm ready to go. Got the earliest one I could get to without having to skirt out of work too early that they'd notice. So
nice. And you know, the first reviews are coming in already, 97% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, and I actually think that's certified fresh too. So, you know, it's looking like the fans are not going to be disappointed, which is a huge relief, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know what's really shocking to me, Jenny, is I guess they've kept the plot under wraps. And really no one knows what the movie is really about.
Yeah, and I saw this morning that with Chrome you can install some sort of filter that will, like, block all spoilers. Because I know friends of mine are like, I'm going off social media until I see the movie because I don't want any spoilers to come out. So, yeah, people are taking it pretty seriously.
Yeah, and I would think they are. There was I think the VIP showing said there was no reviews, so all it was, you know, Twitter tweets that I saw that said, hey, look, you know, J.J. Abrams, fantastic, J.J. Abrams killed it. I mean, it's just, you know, it seems to be a love fest.
Yeah, it really is. So, you know, for all the hype, it's sounding like it is definitely, you know, well-deserved.
Absolutely. How much do you think this makes in total?
You know, the range for opening weekend is really all across the board. They're thinking maybe, like, I think the last report I saw was about 225 for opening weekend.
Which crashes the record, right? I mean, the record is, I think, 80 is what I had understood or something like that.
Well, it's 80 for December. For opening weekend, Jurassic World set that record this past summer, and it was 206, I think.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, for opening weekend, it's like, 206 versus 225. And it's obviously a huge amount of money, but not maybe as big as some people thought. But something to take into consideration is people have all kinds of time off work, you know, between opening of Star Wars and the end of the year.
Right.
So even if that opening weekend doesn't just demolish Jurassic World, it's still going to probably be, you know, the best movie open.
Oh, I can't. I said in this, with all the hype and with all the positive comments coming out, I can't imagine that it wouldn't crash that record.
Number eight.
The number eight item this week, as we review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the Terror Alert System, new on the scene. Here are radio hosts John Zach and Susan Rose talking to former Homeland Security agent Steve McMartin about the announcement this week regarding changes to the Terror Alert System.
The Homeland Security Department began announcing new regulations on how they're going to cope with the terror threat in America. Your observations about that, Steve?
Well, what they announced was a modification to the National Terrorist Alert System, a system that in one form or another we've had with us since 9/11, since very relatively quickly after 9/11.
Are you referring to the colors? The colors?
The original system was called the Homeland Security Alert System, and it was the original system with colors. I have to say, I finally remember that system. I kind of miss it. I had an app on my phone that allowed you to turn it on and look at the colors. But the problem with that system that led to the change to the National Terrorist Alert System really are the same problems that still imbue the NTAS, and that is there's not a lot of specificity to the announcements. In the color-coded system, there was only, I think, three or four changes ever in the life of the system. The NTAS, which has been with us since 2011, has actually never changed.
And we said there was that system was never activated, was it, in this country?
Your choice of words probably isn't correct. The system was up and running. You could always check it, which I referred to in my app. I used to love to look at those nice bright colors, but it never changed.
Okay, that's what I was getting at.
Yeah, the government actually never instituted it as a warning to the public.
So this time it's a lesser threshold? Is that it? With the changes?
Well, the current system, the National Terrorist Alert System, consists of two levels of threat, and it's elevated and imminent. And what they've done to the system is add the ability to send out these bulletins. And at the same time, they added the capability yesterday. They issued the very first ever Homeland Security Alert Bulletin.
Okay, the bulletins are going to be sent to media, or will they be sent to people's smartphones if they subscribe? How will it work? Any idea?
Yeah, you can subscribe to the bulletins to be delivered to you personally. You can have them delivered through Twitter. You can watch the Twitter feed for them. Whether they're sending them directly to the media or not, I'm not sure. But there's a link directly on the homepage, DHS.gov, to look at the alerts.
All right, so there we have an overview of something we've talked way too much about this week, but that's why I showed up at number eight. It just seems, the reason I say that is because it seems we have so much time, and at this time of year especially, when we ought to be relaxed, we ought to be loving, we ought to be at peace, and the headline is New Terror Alert System. So something that maybe we can push back off the front burner a little bit for the next week or 10 days, as we will enjoy in this next week, hopefully Christmas, the anticipation of a new year. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to Diabetic33.com for your free video. That's Diabetic33.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to Diabetic33.com now.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has five times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Number 7.
Let's get at number 7, that omnibus spending bill or budget bill. Here's talk host Matt Murphy with political analyst Cameron Smith. They discuss the $1 trillion-plus omnibus spending bill. Or maybe it could be called ominous instead of omnibus.
What's the number one story of the day? Is it the omnibus spending pack?
I think that's probably the big daddy. But the bigger story here is, hey, remember all those Republicans that promised to go back to regular order and that we would have all these spending bills?
Oh, yeah, that's coming later.
Remember that?
Yeah, that's later.
Oh, okay.
That's what we're being told now.
Just checking.
Yeah, that's later. I am so sick of the next time. The next time. Don't we get told that so often? Oh, next time. Oh, you got to do this next time. Oh, we'll do that next time. Oh, well, get us a majority in the House. Okay, here it is. We'll get us a majority in the Senate. Okay, here it is. Yeah, but that Obama. You know, it's always some excuse why they don't push conservative agenda items in these types of packages.
Well, look, I mean, I've heard this literally now for years from Mitch McConnell, from others that have been like, well, okay, look. We've got to wait and pick our fights, and we've got to be real practical about this. Yeah, I'm a pragmatic guy. I'm not the guy that's sort of like, let's set everything on fire. But at some point, when the other side knows that you have absolutely no spine, they're sort of going to be like, well, we know they're going to roll, so let's keep pushing.
Well, and all of them say that they don't like it. All of them say it's a bad deal. All of them say it's a bad deal. But Mike Rogers said this morning, but we had to do it because of John Boehner. So they're blaming this on Boehner. He says this isn't Paul Ryan's deal and that he believes Paul Ryan when he says he's returning to regular order, and he believes Paul Ryan when he says that this is the once and final last time. Do you?
Absolutely not. let's be real clear here. This is ridiculous. I mean, this is where we've come. And again, I look at this as somebody who's pretty pragmatic about my approach to politics. I recognize that, hey, there's certain things we got to do. Sometimes we have to hold our nose. Well, look, alleged conservatives are always holding their nose. I mean, I kind of get that. I mean, you know, and I've been sort of patient about it. I've said, okay, mm-hmm. You know, maybe I didn't think Ted Cruz had a plan with the shutdown. Like, I didn't like that. But I'm kind of getting to the point where I'm like, look, you told us you were going to run separate appropriation bills. You told us, Republicans.
Right.
You said you were going to split up the budget so that we didn't have the shutdown game, that the president could shut down a portion of the government.
And make him veto what he's going to veto.
Right. But instead, we're like, no, that thing we said we would do, we're not going to do that thing. And I, for one, any Republican who said we're going to go back to regular order, who then is like, well, it's our duty to spend money, so we have to pass the omnibus. I mean, it's hypocrisy.
It's 21 after the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
So it does, and at the number six position, the interest rate hike that took place this week. Here's our radio host Kim Kerrigan with financial analyst John Canale. They discuss why Canale thinks the Fed finally decided to push up those interest rates you're paying.
We've been waiting for this to happen. Let me ask you first, why do you think it happened right now?
Well, you know, the emergency is over. The Fed took rates to zero 7 years ago to the day yesterday in December of 2008 in the wake of the collapse of Lehman Brothers and the freeze-up of global credit markets. And regardless of what else you think, I think everyone can agree we're in a much better spot now than we were 7 years ago. So having rates at zero just didn't seem to make any more sense. So,
sure. So
the Fed has moved the rates off of zero, but I think what they did yesterday was communicate that we're not going to raise rates too much more, maybe a bit more. It's data dependent. And I think that the message was that the U.S. economy is strong, the global economy is fine, not a lot of inflation. So we're going to raise rates. And I think what Fed Chair Yellen said a bit was we're going to raise rates a bit, and then to sort of act as insurance for the next downturn. That's one thing that she said yesterday that I found pretty interesting.
So is this going to make it harder to buy a home?
You know, on the margin, maybe. There's still a lot of impediments to home ownership right now. It's difficult to gather together the down payment, although people's savings rates are higher in certain areas of the country and in certain areas of Boston. Certainly the prices are skyrocketing. Wages have been relatively muted. And so all those things mean that housing affordability nationwide isn't quite at its peak. It's close.
Mm-hmm.
But a 25 basis point increase in a home mortgage on, let's say, a $400,000 mortgage equates to about $60 extra a month. And for some folks, that's going to make them not be able to afford that mortgage. But overall, I'd say no. I think, you know, if you remember the housing boom in the early 2000s, let's say from 2000 to 2007, during that time, mortgage rates were 6.5% to 7%.
Right.
Today, mortgage rates are 4%. Next year, they might go to 4.5% at worst. So
yeah.
I think from a rate perspective, we're in good shape. I think the most important factor for the housing market is jobs and wages, and we're making progress there.
Okay. What about home equity lines?
You know, it's sort of the same. Home price appreciation will help to get people more equity. Remember, not too long ago, a lot of folks who bought homes in during and just after the boom in housing were underwater in their houses and couldn't get a home equity line. So now that home prices have moved back higher, there is some wiggle room there for people to borrow against their homes. We're not seeing an awful lot of that at all, which is a good thing, I think. People are not using their houses as ATM machines as we did back in the mid-2000s. But I think the same math applies there. It'll cost you an extra quarter point or so right now. Maybe by the end of next year, it might cost you an extra 50 basis points or so, an extra 0.5%. And so it'll make it a little more expensive to borrow against your home, but not all that much. And again, I think with the economy growing, wages pushing higher, that ought to be helpful as well.
Okay, so John, you've told me two ways in which this is going to cost me. Tell me what's good about this for me as a consumer.
Yeah, so the I think what a lot of folks miss is that as a nation, we take in much more interest than we pay out. So we pay out interest on things like car loans and student loans and mortgages. But we take in interest, of course, on things like CDs and savings, checking account, and those kind of things. So from that perspective, everyone in the country got a raise yesterday, whether you have a savings account or a checking account or a CD. And also, if you take into account that inflation is very close to zero, that's sort of a real boost to your savings. So that's the one good news out there. If you're a saver, after getting, zero for 7 years, you're now going to start to get a raise in your savings account.
Would you have a savings account would be my question. The GOP is poised to renew a discussion on tax cuts. How will that affect your wallet? And will you get a raise because of $600 billion in tax cuts? That's part of that budget deal that is yet to be discussed here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, 28 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. Plenty.com/partners for details.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank account, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-291-1899. Again, that's 800-291-1899. 800-291-1899. 800-291-1899.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. There's still time to save big for the holiday season. Check a few names off your list with gift selections for your friends and family, like home decor and jewelry, toys, and gift baskets with new items arriving this week. Plus, we have plenty of gift cards for all. So hitch up the sleigh and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro 1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF SF53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We are now on our Talk Radio Countdown show for this week, the GOP debate. That hasn't come up yet, but what has come up is the Pete Rose ruling. That was at number 10, new Star Wars film number 9, the terror alert system that's been reworked number 8, the spending bill number 7, Fed raising interest rates number 6. So, from that point, let's go to the second half hour of this hour of the review to get from number 5 to number 1.
Number 5.
Number 5 on our list this week is the Freddie Gray trial, or shall we say mistrial. Here's host Rick Daniels talking to legal analyst Andrew Cohen. They discussed the Freddie Gray trial that was declared a mistrial this week.
Mistrial in Baltimore.
Yeah, a mistrial in Baltimore, hung jury. We don't know if they were, 11 to 1 or 10 to 2 in favor of conviction or acquittal, but it's clearly a blow for prosecutors who were hoping that the first officer implicated in that Freddie Gray case would get at least some sort of a conviction against him. There were 4 charges. Clearly, the fact that he went to the witness stand and testified in his own defense and essentially said, I had no idea Freddie Gray was as injured as he ended up being, helped him avoid the conviction.
Now, why did they choose this one as the first of the 6 trials? Did they think this was a open and shut case?
I don't know. Usually when you do have multiple defendants and you have to have separate trials, you go with the stronger one first. It's clear, though, that based on what the charges are, that there's at least one other officer where the charges are going to be a little bit more intense. Maybe prosecutors hope that this would be an easy one since they weren't going after murder. It was more like manslaughter. But Officer William Porter presented himself well in court, And again, it's fascinating that there wasn't even a sort of a compromise verdict. You would think that at least some of the jurors would have said, okay, we're not going to send this cop to prison. We don't think this was manslaughter. But all of these officers should have done more to help Freddie Gray, who obviously was injured. The fact that they were not willing to do that unanimously is pretty bad news for prosecutors as they move forward with these next cases.
Now, do you think that the prosecutors already said they want to retry this case. Do you think that would come before the next scheduled case?
I don't think so. That's an open question. I don't think anyone got the answer to that question yesterday in Baltimore. I don't think so. I think that this judge clearly wants to get through all of these cases by the springtime. He has them sort of stacked up. To let Porter cut the line, if you will, would mean all of the others would be delayed. I have a feeling what he's going to do is say, all right, we're going to try all these other ones first, and then prosecutors, you can basically have Porter at the end of the line. And, of course, if that happens, prosecutors will know a lot more about the strengths and the weaknesses of their cases. If they go through all five and they can't get a conviction, they may decide there's no point in prosecuting Porter again, and at that point you would think public opinion would be so turned off that a trial wouldn't make sense politically.
Number four.
The number four item here on our talk radio list this week, the immigration policy, refugees, what are we going to do with all of these people? Host Matt Patrick here with Texas State Rep. Mark Keogh. They discussed Keogh's suggestion that Syrian refugees take lie detector tests before they're allowed to come into our country.
Some Texas lawmakers have suggested that Syrian refugees take lie detector tests to weed out the extremists. So how exactly are you going to get these Syrian refugees to take these lie detector tests?
We had a meeting yesterday in the House of Representatives, and Chairman Raymond had brought this up previously with Director McCraw of DPS, who was testifying yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And we had this conversation, and, you know, they have a pretty extreme vetting process. The difficulty, according to Director McCraw, is that they don't have information in the database to be able to go to the database and find it on everybody.
Right.
And so because of that, how do you get information that gives you something of some accuracy on people that you can't find anything on? Well, it has to be on the person themselves. And it can't be going to a computer and pulling things up. And so it is a very clear opportunity for us to just ask some very basic questions. And in asking those questions, we ought to be able to get some type of a response. Now, one of the issues is the language. And I said to them, as it related to the language, I said, well, you know, why don't we just get an interpreter to interpret? And whether it's over in Europe, whether it's actually as they're leaving the border, or whether it's as they enter, and ask some real easy questions. And we ought to be able to get some measure of accuracy.
So is this, I'm sorry, would this be something you would have to pass legislation on this? You would have to pass certain laws or take a look at something?
Yeah. No. First of all, everybody, you know, we keep talking about the laws as it relates. You know, it's unconstitutional for people, for us to not want them to come. These are not citizens of the United States. So as they get here, we have it within our power to be able to vet them the way we want to. It doesn't take legislation. And as a matter of fact, we do not have the power to do it as a state. What we do is we make recommendations to the federal government. Now, according to the Refugee Act of 1980, the federal government is supposed to be opening up their ears and closing their mouths a little bit as it relates to what we think about this. And basically, we've been pretty much shut out on the deal. But on this particular topic, that suggestion is going to be made. And it should work.
Number three
item, as we've listed them on our countdown overview this week, the battle continuing in the Middle East against the Islamic, I'm not going to call them the Islamic State, I'm offended by that, so I call them Daesh, the battle against D-A-E, however you pronounce it, however you spell it, the bad guys. Here's host Chris DeGaulle with Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania discussing the NSA and troop deployment in the battle against these horrible creatures.
That exchange between Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, I know you're not going to take, you know, a position on one or the other, but I would ask you, who was most accurately representing that argument, specifically related to the NSA and the back and forth?
Yeah, that's a very good, it's a very important question. I think Chris Christie was wrong to diminish the importance of this issue, and Marco and Ted are on opposite sides on this. So in my view, I voted to renew the Patriot Act because I think that the metadata, right, the data about phone numbers and the numbers to which those phone numbers connected, that data with no identifiable characteristics, no human being identified to it, absolutely no content, but that those connections, I think, are extremely important. Case in point, the San Bernardino murderers, those terrorists had cell phones. We know those numbers. If we had access, which we don't necessarily have anymore because we got rid of the Patriot Act, I would like to know with whom were these people speaking, both in places like Syria, perhaps, and other parts of the United States. And if there were a pattern that emerged, then what would happen is that the NSA would turn it over to the FBI. They would go to a federal judge and say, Your Honor, this is the pattern that we've established. We would like to learn more about whoever owns the following phone numbers. We'll never have the content on the historical conversations because we didn't capture it. So going forward, we'd like to know who these people are and what they're talking about. And if a judge agrees, then the FBI could do something about it. And I think that was a very important and useful tool. And Ted voted to change that dramatically, to weaken it, in my view. The federal government will no longer have that already, no longer has that information. And we now rely on the phone companies who are not obligated to keep it. Mm-hmm. So they might have it. They might have some of it. But I think we have weakened our ability to keep us safe.
Lindsey Graham's an advocate of troop deployment, heavy troop deployment. Do you get on board such a notion?
I'm on board that we have to destroy ISIS, and if that takes more Americans on the ground, which I suspect it does, more than we have today, then I think we have to do that. I don't think it takes a 100,000-man army of U.S. soldiers to get that done. I think with adequate and serious American leadership and commitment, we would be able to encourage the Sunni Arab states and probably the Turks to provide the bulk of the manpower. But those militaries don't have the capabilities and the sophistication that we have, and so it would require embedding with them American special ops forces, Americans who can help guide air attacks. And so that's more than the several hundred, whatever number we have on the ground right now. As I say, I don't think it's a massive invading army. That should be provided by the Sunni Arabs. But the first priority has to be to destroy this cancer that is metastasizing, that is attacking even the United States indirectly through their, through their followers. We've got to wipe them out, Chris.
All right, so lots of people with lots of thoughts about how to get rid of Daesh. It's interesting to see or listen to some of the conversations, both on talk radio and talk television, about this and how weak we seem to be coming across, if you think that's the case. Or whatever opinions you may have about the things we're talking about here on The Countdown, feel free to address them in an email. You can send it to Doug@DougStephan.com, STEPHAN, 43 past the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Get it now free with an order of GenuCell at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Stephan. You get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Number two item here on our countdown, focusing on these terror threats in school districts, especially the problem in Los Angeles. Here's talk show host Tony Katz with Indiana Governor Mike Pence. They discuss the threats made against schools in Indiana as well as elsewhere and what they there are going to do about it.
What can you tell us? What is the latest on what's going on?
Yeah, I was briefed this morning by Indiana State Police and who offered assistance to Plainfield Police Department that's leading the investigation here. This all started with two juveniles who made social media posts that included threatening comments. I was informed that police and school authorities were in discussion during the early morning hours in Danville and Plainfield, and simply out of an abundance of caution, they decided to start the school break one day early. And I think it is. I think we strongly support that. I think local law enforcement responded thoroughly. The investigation is going forward. There have been arrests, but I think it is a reflection of the times in which we live and the caution that has to be exercised. And so I commend school officials. I commend the local law enforcement for taking decisive action to put the safety of our kids and our schools first.
When you say abundance of caution, does that say to you that Indiana State Police and those investigating, we know now the FBI is involved in this investigation, they took this as credible and serious? This wasn't, as some of us look at it from the outside, you know, it's a pylon effect. You saw what happened in Los Angeles. You know that there were threats last night against Miami-Dade schools, and it's just one more thing, and okay, let's not deal with this, even though we don't know if there's a connection between what's happening in Plainfield and Danville versus what's happened, or the concept of what happened in Los Angeles, other places. Is it an abundance of caution mean that they took this as a very credible threat?
Well, I think they took it as I think they took it for what it was. They moved very quickly on it last night. And these are social media posts that were in the public domain, and at least in one case was a threat against the school. But I have no information to support anything other than these were comments posted by students that ended up implicating the school, but also threats against other students. And I think it sounds to me like they've handled it very professionally.
You mentioned these are the times in which we live, Governor. I had mentioned that, you know, if we go back to the 50s, we had kids hiding under their desks. It was duck and cover drills.
Right.
We had someone call in to talk about how their 7-year-old was now involved in an active shooter drill. What is old is new again, in a way. And the question I think a lot of people have, especially parents have, is How do you discuss this with your kids, and should you? How should the schools be dealing with this, community to community, or society to society, neighborhood to neighborhood, with students, and should they? Governor, how do you think this should be addressed, and should it be addressed with students up and down the grade level?
Well, I think that the active shooter training in our schools is very proper and very appropriate, and it can be done in a way that will contribute to the safety of that school environment and campus.
All right, so there we have a rundown. We're at the exciting moment. We're anticipating, well, maybe you are. I'm not, because I know what it is. Number one, you know what it is, too. I'm next here on the countdown.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
As your body ages, there is a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Interesting. That's what people called the GOP debate this past week. So let's focus on that, as it is the number one El Primero item this week in the countdown. Earlier this week on my Good Day program, I talked to Mike Vaccara from Al Jazeera America about his take on the debate.
It's no secret the fact that Cruz and Rubio are largely competing for the same votes, and it's also a reflection of the fact of how counterterrorism, foreign policy, and the fight against ISIL come to dominate the race in the wake of Paris and San Bernardino. And that's why you saw Rand Paul, who's barely a blip in the polls at this point, at least relative to everybody else that was up on the stage at the big kids' table, or the adults' table last night. The fact that he was involved in this and the back and forth used as largely as a foil by Cruz and Rubio is really indicative of the fact that foreign policy has taken over here. Economic factors have taken a back seat. And so when Cruz and Rubio are competing for the same demographic within the Republican Party, the same cohort, and also in the issue of immigration, where they have some sharp disagreements as well, I think that's indicative of a changed climate and the fact that they're still positioning themselves for what many still believe, despite all the evidence and the staying power of Donald Trump, is the demise, or the imminent demise of Trump, is following the polls. And if you look at it, there's just one other thing about the demographic that's supporting Trump. There's not a lot of research out there. There are a couple of some respected studies of or analyses of who's supporting Trump. The demographics that are supporting Trump, generally folks who are somewhat less educated than the general population and in the lower ends of the income scale, those also coincide with cohorts who don't vote all that often in the past, don't show up at the polls.
So we have, we have a collection of dummies who don't vote supporting Donald Trump.
Well, your words now mine. I would probably stay away from that kind of nomenclature. But I mean, there is. I think that's an unstudied aspect of what's going on here. Mm-hmm. Plus the fact that Trump is, notwithstanding the fact he's winning nationally, he's losing in Iowa.
Hey, how you define losing in Iowa? But at any rate, here's the second half of this discussion from a talk host named Drew Steele. Here he has correspondent Jared Halpern on with his program. They discuss winners and losers from their perspective in this same debate.
What are you hearing about? Like, I mean, obviously, you go through winners and losers, and it's subjective. Yeah. What do you hear?
You know, I guess Frank Luntz was doing a live focus group, and while I thought that as it was happening, Jeb Bush was really getting the better of Donald Trump in some of these exchanges, right?
Yeah.
Over temperament and, you know, ability to lead. I guess Frank Luntz's focus group thought Donald Trump got the better end of it. But I thought, you know, after five debates, now Jeb Bush has tried to do just that, get Donald Trump off his game, try and get Donald Trump to react, get angry, and he did that. I guess we'll wait and see if it has any effect. Usually that only, you know, makes Donald Trump stronger in the polls. We'll see what that looks like. I thought from a substance standpoint, the real debate was between Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz,
yeah,
first-term senators, who really I thought were arguing over the heart and mind of the future of the Republican Party's foreign policy outlook as far as when you use the U.S. military intervention, how far you let the NSA go in sweeping up data, what does immigration reform look like. These were serious policy differences, serious divides showcased amongst the Republican Party. And I talked to Sean Spicer, the Republican sort of communications chief, after the debate, and said, is this good or bad for the party? And he said, this is great for the party. It shows that we're, you know, diverse on these issues. It shows that we have a lot of ideas. And he thought it was a good contrast to what you see in the Democratic debate.
I just wonder how much further Jeb Bush can go if all he is going to do every time Donald Trump says something is go after him. And I, you know, I get that he wants to get Trump off his game, but still, you've got to be on yours. And how many more, and how much further can you go and not be on your game?
I think that's a good point. I mean, I think what Jeb Bush is trying to do is show that he has serious questions about the judgment of Donald Trump. The problem with that strategy, as I see it, is I think people who agree with Jeb Bush already do. And those who don't agree with Jeb Bush don't. And I don't know how much room there is to steal away support from Donald Trump. And if you are successful in that, if those voters are going to become Jeb Bush supporters. So I think to a certain extent you are right that how much longer can this strategy move forward? That being said, if your point is to try and test the temperament of somebody in a Republican debate, Jeb Bush did that.
Yeah.
All right, so we have the top 10 items, top 10 talk topics listed at DougStephan.com in our poll this weekend. So we've told you what the research shows is the number one item, or the numbers 10 through 1 in terms of what everybody is talking about nationally. But we want to know what you think individually, so let us know. Scrutinize the items, tell us which is the most important one to you, and we'll report back on the Good Day program on Monday. Meanwhile, hopefully you're preparing for a happy Christmas week and getting ready for the end of the year. We'll be here next week, as usual, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Merry Christmas. I'm Doug Steffen.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.